Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back. We're going to discuss the weight of the world, or the weight of the world on your eyes, with a phenomenal expert, a nationally respected neuro-ophthalmologist, Dr. David Bellows, who is a boarded ophthalmologist, a specialist in glaucoma, neuro-ophthalmology, and a journal editor of the prestigious Journal of Neuro-Ophthalmology. And he shares a common pathway between neurology and eyes that is relatively unknown to most doctors, and especially even to eye doctors. So we're delighted, David, to have you with us today. And can you give us a brief overview of the field of neuro-ophthalmology?
Well, certainly. I thank you for asking me to talk with you today. Neuro-ophthalmology is a pretty small discipline within medicine, and it merges the fields of neurology, neurosurgery, and ophthalmology. And as I'm sure you're well aware, the brain is about 30% of the brain is devoted to the visual system. So neuro-ophthalmologists are the subspecialists that many other people turn to when they don't know why a person has unusual visual symptoms or visual loss. And so we commonly are the people who will first pick up certain brain diseases like strokes or tumors, and also evaluate patients who have lost of vision for unknown reasons.
Well, you brought up the weight of the world and about the obesity epidemic, and I think that's something you wanted to share with people who don't know much about this particular item that does merge the eye and the brain together.
Yes, and the disorder has got a long, fancy name called idiopathic intracranial hypertension, or an older term was called pseudotumor cerebri. And this is a disease primarily of obesity, and as we're all aware, there is an epidemic of obesity, both in the United States as well as worldwide. As a matter of fact, I was looking recently at some statistics from the World Health Organization, and it showed that in the United States now, about 30% of our states have a population that is more than 20% overweight. And that's defined as being a weight of 30 pounds over their ideal weight. About 30% of states have 25% of their population falls in this category. And a phenomenal more than 30% have more than 30%, one-third of their people are carrying 30 pounds or more of additional weight. And we always think about things like diabetes and heart disease and hypertension. But what we don't realize is that many of these patients, especially women, are at risk of serious vision loss as a result of this weight. And that's where the disease pseudotumor cerebri comes in. It's a disease of overweight women in their childbearing years who primarily suffer from headache, back pain, and blurring of their vision, and often goes undiagnosed. If a patient is treated by a general practitioner or a neurologist, they may primarily focus on the headache and treat the headache, not realizing that the real problem is the obesity is causing an elevation of the pressure in the brain, and that's what causes the symptoms.
And that pressure in the brain sort of squeezes through the optic nerve, and we see swelling of the optic nerve. So ophthalmologists may be the first people to diagnose this.
Yes. What makes the eye so unique, it's the only place in the body where without making an incision in the patient, we can actually directly view brain tissue, which is the optic nerve, and blood vessels. So you're absolutely correct. As the pressure in the brain is elevated, the nerve becomes swollen, and this we can observe and measure and come up with a diagnosis.
And you also have one other association with all of this, and that's sleep apnea. And
Yes. That
apparently can kill you.
Well, it's certainly associated with many diseases, not only of the eyes. Glaucoma has been implicated as being related to obstructive sleep apnea. There's also a common affliction of middle-aged and older men called non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy. I love these long names. But this is sort of like a small stroke in the optic nerve that has a high association with obstructive sleep apnea, as well as many other medical problems, as you're aware of, the hypertension and heart disease.
And chronic, I mean, keratoconus, glaucoma, dry eyes, corneal staining, vein occlusions. I mean, we can see that. And so I have asked all my general patients, how is your sleep? And you never know if you can start backwards and figure out that people have a sleep problem. There's so many sleep centers now that that is something you can at least direct your attention to.
Yes, and I always, it's important to ask the spouse, call him in the room, and, you know, does your husband snore? Which can be a very cardinal symptom of obstructive sleep apnea as well. It's just moments in the night with a gasp for breath. Important to get the history from the family members as well.
I said to a woman once, I said, do you have sleep apnea? She said, what's that? I said, do you wake up with a jerk? She said, yes, I'm married. But the fact of the matter is, these are sentinel events. And the obesity, how do you tackle the obesity?
That what I find so very frustrating in my practice is the treatment of pseudotumor cerebri.
Yes.
So typically when we have these young women come in with headache and losing their eyesight and back pain, the initial treatment is to put them on medication, a medication we call acetazolamide, which is a diuretic. But we don't want to keep them on this long term because it has significant or can have significant side effects. People have unusual feelings in their fingers and lips and toes, and they're more susceptible to renal kidney stones, and they can have other blood diseases as a result of taking acetazolamide. So the main treatment is to get these patients into a program of weight loss and more healthy lifestyle and exercise. And I'll have to say, quite honestly, with all my encouraging and talking with family members, it's frustrating and just shooting from the hip here. I'd say maybe only 10-15% of these patients actually follow through and lose weight, and we can get them off medication. It's very gratifying when we see that happen.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some of this is the cheap food diet, the fast foods, and not being able to afford organic, healthy, seasonal foods.
Yes.
But this is just...
And also, so many of us are brought up and acquire our taste for food with what we eat at home as children. And if we're brought up in a family where they're eating prepared foods and going out for fast food, that's what we desire and search the rest of our lives, and it's hard to break that habit.
Well, at least the initial treatment, the Diamox, is usually effective for the swelling in the eye and the swelling in the brain so that you can do something. But further treatment may even be necessary. Am I right?
Yes. So the main symptoms that we worry about in patients with pseudotumor is the headache and the risk of vision loss. So for the treatment of this, if medical treatment and weight loss is not working, there are surgical procedures that could be done. If the primary symptom is vision loss, or the primary risk is loss of vision, then a surgical procedure called fenestration, or making a window in the optic nerve, can relieve the pressure on the nerve and preserve vision. But if the primary symptom is headache as well as vision issues, then these patients often require having a shunt, where a tube is placed in one of the spaces within the brain and shunts the fluid directly into the abdomen, and that lowers the pressure in the brain.
Well, it's a long way to go for being overweight, and that there's so many cardinal signals ahead of time. Well, David, this is terrific. I'm sorry we don't have more time together, but we have to do it again because you have strokes, nerve palsies to cover, things that are brain-oriented that can be seen only in the eye, and so much to share with our listeners. I thank you so much for being with us, and just want to say that this is Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes. This segment and any other segment can be downloaded on RadioMD.com on the podcast. And thank you for listening. Keep your vision, keep your mind healthy as well.